Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome. This is Nerd New York, the show about comic books, movies, television shows, professional wrestling from here and there, and of course, technology. I'm your host, Giovanni Anglin, and we're coming to you live from the studios of YCRadio.org, the voice of today's generation. And I just want to say thank you all for tuning in. We are available on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio, all that stuff, and Podomatic. So please, if you must, like, subscribe, favorite, all that good stuff. And of course, I'm not alone, okay? I am accompanied by my friends, okay? First off, we have my good friend, Barack Obama, last year in office, and this man is feeling very down and sad about it. Satish Ram, what's up?
What's up, everybody? You're right. I mean, I am pretty disappointed about that, but I am glad to be here. I can hear that you're glad to be here with the new theme song, new energy.
Absolutely.
So good to be back for all of us.
And also, we have the man of 1,003 voices. He is also newly known as the bodyguard, Daniel Lashley.
The master is back, and he's better than ever.
Thank you for that, Daniel. How are you doing?
Hanging out. I'm just hanging out down the street. Same old thing I did last week.
Was that the That 70 Show reference you were talking about?
Yes. Okay. I thought Satish was finishing up.
No, I'm just laughing because like you made him like normally he doesn't have to transition right away.
Right.
So he went straight from like the man to like
guys, I'm just a regular guy.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, it's weird to hear that shift like right in front of me. You know.
Yeah. And also welcome guys. You may know him sometimes. You know he's my co-host from Black Seinfeld. But today, I don't know what to call him now. Like
guess? A random guess.
Huh?
A random guest.
We can rotate in this.
The random guest.
Bastion Nissa.
I was going to say Obi Bastion. I wasn't going to lie
to you.
That's
my old name. Leave that. Leave everything 2015. It's 2016.
This is 2016. This is a new year.
New goals. New everything.
And I'm really happy that we're all back, guys. I just want to know what's been up with y'all.
Well, as you said, I have a job. I am not a security guard.
Bodyguard sounds cooler. I can't go
you
the security guard.
No,
Daniel
you have a problem saying like, because like security guard in my head is like Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Yeah.
Like bodyguard is like this invincible. And dude, you're a big guy. Like you can really say bodyguard. Nobody's gonna sit there.
And you're
like,
a football player, so bodyguard works.
Like honestly, when we start, you know, as of next week, we'll have my colleague Matt Marrera around.
Yeah.
We'll have this
version
back on
one
video, and we'll see you, dude. Like you're a big dude. Like people will look at you and say, "Yeah, that's a bodyguard."
Like, exactly.
They
like
hire you to
but like when they hear you, it's like, "Oh, he sounds like a cool, sweet guy." But when they look at you, like, "Dang, this guy is a beast."
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Like you're our equivalent of Brock Lesnar here, so you could really be like, you know, you could be a bodyguard, and nobody would just roll with it. You know, like,
do I sound like Brock Lesnar?
Absolutely not.
I think you do better than him in promos because your voice doesn't crack.
Exactly. Yeah. Remember, like when he first debuted, he had like a real like. I don't want to say feminine. Just say light. He had a very light voice.
His voice cracks and it doesn't match the body. And that's why it's always funny. You have Paul Heyman there. When he did come back, they mainly had Heyman talk 90% of the time. They had him do one line. And I swear to you, it was just, let's do this. And everyone was like, right. That's why we don't like Brock Lesnar talk.
Exactly. And Brock Lesnar, in his matches, he would do the screech. And it was like an internet meme sensation. He was like,
yeah, his voice doesn't match his body, and
did
it's
he not get like practice vocal training or something.
No, it's just a thing where like the voice doesn't
match
the body.
It's just his natural voice.
You know, his natural voice, and like he cuts promos fine. You know, his enunciation, all that's fine. It's just that he's a huge guy. You build him as the beast,
and his voice would be the last thing you'd expect to hear.
Yes. I have a friend like that actually,
but still,
okay. But yeah, I mean,
he's still in a very intimidating man.
Yeah, and don't worry, we will be getting to WWE soon. But I just want to talk about comic books. You know, we've been off for about 2 months. What have you guys been reading so far lately?
Okay. Well,
go ahead, Daniel.
Okay, I've been reading The Vision, which
it's the guy who picked up Hulk's. Thor's hammer
after the
first
one.
Okay, Vision. It centers around his whole family now, and because he pretty much cut out, you know, he actually cut out his like whole memory center. He cut out all his memories from the past, and now he's just building on brand new. And now he's just building up a family, trying to be normal.
Okay.
So he, just to confirm, because I don't know about this, he cut out all his past memories. He can still have new memories from now on, but like everything from his past
is null and void.
He rebooted himself.
Got it.
How is it? Do you like it? Because I read the first issue and dropped it.
Oh, no. It's just because it has no action. It doesn't. It's not.
The
you don't
first
need
issue
action.
With action.
First issue was action because you got what's it called, Grim Reaper. Spoiler alert, right. You had Grim Reaper cutting his daughter in half. And then his wife killed Grim Reaper.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done. Okay, so Tish.
Yeah,
well, I thought so. What about you?
I dropped it after that. Oh,
okay,
for me.
So what about you, Sebastian?
No, Star Wars. I'm still reading all the canon. Even Chewbacca came out. I didn't read it. I bought it all. Didn't read it. Put it in plastic. Then put it in the shelf. And like that's it. Mm-hmm. Then all new Wolverine.
Right.
That was pretty cool.
Explain to them who the all new Wolverine.
Well,
is.
Now it's X-23. Now she has the whole. It's like Wolverine. But you know they killed
him.
Well,
all. Yeah, he's dead.
He's dead. But they have Old Man Logan. And I'm not huge into Marvel.
Right.
I'm now getting into Marvel.
Exactly.
I'm a bit late because DC sucks. Only thing I'm reading in DC is The Son of Batman. Robert.
Okay. Yeah.
And X-23, you know, now she's filling the role as Wolverine.
Mm-hmm.
In every X-Men comic you could think of. Wolverine, it's her.
Nice.
Then I'm reading, I didn't get it yet, but I'm definitely going to start reading the new Spider-Man with Miles Morales.
Miles Morales. Yeah. It is out now, ladies and gentlemen.
I've checked it out.
And the new Avengers thing. That was pretty
cool.
The all new Avengers.
Yeah, I was going to say, all new, all different Avengers is on my track list. I got it as a friend for a Christmas gift and I started reading it myself.
Yeah.
And I think it's fun. It starts slow, I think, but there's enough of it that...
Three of my favorite heroes are on the same team right now.
Yeah, no.
Nova, Miss Marvel, and... Miles Morales.
Right, and it's
how
the
popular is Miss Marvel? Because everybody keeps
Miss Marvel
saying
it's
perfect.
It's a really good series, man.
Yeah,
the
one
probably
doing
like
it is.
In 2015
with
the
Kamala
best comic.
Yeah,
book.
The
one they're doing with Kamala Khan, like this is doing pretty. I enjoy this like all new, all different thing because like to be honest, it's not like I don't read what's the mainstream stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not a big comic person, so something has to really pique my eye. And all new, all different adventures. I just thought based on concept, I'll give it a shot. Silk is on its second one right now.
Yeah.
I love Silk. And if anyone hasn't heard of Silk, it's lovely because think of it as like an Asian-American counterpart to Peter Parker bitten by the same spider. And I love that for any Spider-Man fans, you'll appreciate the whole storyline. Silk gets a job with J. Jonah Jameson under the basically convincing him, like, I think that we should have more pictures of Silk in the newspaper.
Nice.
And that's why he hires her. And I've got to laugh out of that. I'm like, okay, so it's a reference to the old get more pictures of Spider-Man thing. It's fun. I like Silk. And also, I made jokes to you about this all the time, Gio.
Yes.
Chakra the Invincible is still out there. Stan Lee's Chakra the Invincible, which
really?
I still think, yeah. I think they're up to about issue 7 or 8 now. And it's just good-natured fun for me. I don't think it's going to, like, change the world or anything. But, I mean,
if you're
it's an Indian superhero.
It's
and
awesome.
You've got a relatable character there. I think it's a lot of fun.
No one's reading Spider-Woman?
I wonder how many people are reading Spider. So Spider-Woman.
They're pregnant.
Yeah, no, she's pregnant.
I know
right?
that.
She's pregnant. I've seen that.
I know people are reading Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Gwen is out in
Yeah, I gave popular. That. I gave that to my girl. She loves it.
Yeah, no, Spider-Gwen is apparently very popular.
I don't know about
Spider-Gwen. Spider-Woman, I've heard that a lot of people are just confused.
Yeah,
that's a general
like,
nature I've been hearing.
The sales has been slowly
So she's still fighting crime while pregnant.
Yeah, and you
How
can,
does that work?
Oh, it should work
it
for
should
a year.
No,
yeah,
and it's really
weird
because, like, and it's not like they're trying to shy away from it because if you go to your local comic store, you'll just see all
these
Spider-Woman
comics.
It's
there, but no one's buying it.
It's just pregnant Spider-Woman, and it's there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird for some people, I think, because that's not the, like, you look at Shock and the Invincible, it's like, okay, you're cornering the market, you have an Indian market, right? I don't think that, like, a pregnancy market is exactly, it's weird, it's weird to me. And the sales are, like, showing that things are not going that well.
Yeah. Real quick, what would you rather read? Pregnant Spider-Woman, or Gwenpool.
Gwenpool. Without.
Wow.
Nope. I seen. Nah.
No.
Nope.
I'm not saying I would enjoy.
I forgot
I'm not
where I was reading some Gwenpool. I think it was like. I forgot.
Oh.
Where.
Yeah, you told me you were reading Gwenpool. You said it was terrible.
Check this out.
It's just awful. I had a Nova reading Nova on my phone.
Describe it to the listener because they
and
can't
it
see
it.
I love that so much.
It looks. It
so
is
the camera.
It is a replica. Of the first issue of the Fantastic Four when they're fighting the Molinoid under the mole man is that the mole man or I thought it was the mole people
I always like the phrase the mole people. It feels like such an old comic book trope.
Yes, and which is pretty much is.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody here own any of the hip hop variants?
I do. I wanted to get to that right now because
dude.
I'm currently reading right now. Spider-Man and Deadpool, and it's the Paid in Full cover. So Paid in Full is an album by Eric B. and Rakim.
Yeah.
And it's such a it's a cool cover, and two, Spider-Man and Deadpool is a really good series. And basically, it starts off with Deadpool and Spider-Man in hell, literally.
Is it slapstick?
Slapstick, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Like
dude, I just want all the covers. I'm just going to be frank with you, man, because I have the preview book with all the covers.
Me too.
My God, do they look amazing?
They
like,
do.
And like I'm just scanning. I don't know if you've seen it, Daniel. Have you?
No, I actually have one.
Which
I have,
one do you?
Miss Marvel. The Education of Kamala Khan.
Nice. Yes. Yeah, I was really impressed with like the amount of detail and respect put into this, and like I cherish the preview book. I'm not even lying because they have the
shout out to Run the Jewels for starting it first.
Yes. Hey man, if you're a hip hop fan and you're a comic book fan, you're gonna love it.
This
man.
Is the coolest. The amount of detail and respect put into this, I think, is worth at least looking
into. Don't you have the DMX one?
Oh yes, DMX with All New Wolverine.
Yes,
so that looks
undisputed,
intense.
Right?
Yeah. And I have All New Avengers. Uh-huh. I didn't know what the cover was until one day I have Apple Music.
Right.
And I was just listening to Roots, and it was one of the Roots covers that
Which
they used.
Was it
Adelphi, something like that?
Okay.
I forgot.
So, like, very classic Roots.
Very classic Roots.
Okay.
So
like 90s Roots.
I think
Roots.
I have, I forgot what it was now, but I have the 50 Cent, the Bulletproof parody one.
Which one?
I'm trying to
You have In
now.
The Club one?
Yeah, it's not, I'll
Get
show
Richard
it to
Die
you.
Trying?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really like
the Tony Stark one.
It's Iron Man
really?
With bullet. No, it's bullet. The Iron Man bulletproof 50 Cent cover.
It
kind of
sucks because I feel like Iron Man should have been Iron Man. Sorry, what's his name? Ghostface Killer. That would have been.
I would have loved that to death.
Yes. I could picture that.
By the way, I had Ghostface Killer will take me back to Def Jam 5 for New York.
Yes,
my God.
I love the Def Jam.
I recently had to play Def Jam 5 for New York with my colleague Matt because we're going through testing out old games. Mm-hmm. Dude, that game is still amazing. Because, like, I just turned it on.
Was
and
it
I'm
balanced?
Like, huh?
Was it balanced?
It was balanced if you knew how to play. There's still a lot of fallacies in it. But, like, in terms of, I'll say it's a lot. It's not the best fighting game I've ever played.
Of
but
course.
I think for me, it's probably my favorite. Because, like, the idea of, and you think of the time period, this is the early 2000s, right?
And hip hop
right.
stars are
hip-hop
been in
and everything.
So many
Ghostface
beeps
Killer,
and
Ludacris, Ice-T, and all this. And then out of nowhere, I have Sean Paul and Elephant Man there. You know, as a Guyanese person growing up, listen to this music,
it
you know?
Bring it back.
And then you have Sean
back.
Paul
Put
coming out.
In it.
Just, and they have the actual lines. You have Sean Paul coming out like, yeah, cry like a baby when we are fracture, yeah. And I'm like,
wow.
Wow. I'm like, dude, that means the world to me.
He and, wants to fracture
you, know?
You.
And then there's some, no, it's insane. And they sound, it's so legitimate to me that, like, I still smile at hearing it. And the Blazer moves are so cartoony and entertaining that, like, yes. if you suspend your disbelief for a bit, you have a lot of fun with it.
Yes.
Yeah, they need to update it.
There's only one Def Jam game I didn't really like is Def Jam Icon.
Icon was
Icon.
Horrible.
Of course. We
Vendetta
don't, we
was
don't really
cool.
Bring
Fight for
up
New York
Icon.
Built on Vendetta. Mm-hmm. And then Icon was terrible, and it really hurt my feelings because it had such a big cast, but it hurt my feelings.
I really want them to try it again.
Yeah,
do another
Kanye
Def Jam.
In it.
Honestly,
yeah, just give us a new boot.
I would pay.
Like,
just so
just
much.
Picture
I
like J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar in a tag team.
Not Def Jam.
Oh God,
I know it's not Def Jam, but I'm just saying it doesn't have to be Def Jam.
No, no,
but
I'm saying like the concept. Yeah, if it could somehow be redone, like or even honestly,
okay, if you want to do it like Def Jam, Rick Ross. Taking on like Jay or something.
Rick Ross would be incredible though. Rick Ross would be like, in there as like a big wrestler. Yeah.
Yeah, he could be like a big wrestler.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it would, the concept to me, I think, is never going to be lost. Like, Def Jam 5 for New York is one of those things I'll talk for years, and some people will play it and not get it because I think a lot of us will get generationally, it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Because the amount of people in there, you said Ghostface Killer, I remember he's in there, you know? You have Omar Epps and Henry Rollins and Danny Trejo in there.
Yes.
You remember.
Danny
Trejo's in there beating people
Omar
up.
Omar Epps is in there?
Yeah, as OE, right? Snoop Dogg is in there.
Yes.
Carmen Electra and Lil' Kim are in there.
Jeez. Why Carmen Electra?
She was one of the choices for your girlfriends if you played the story.
Okay.
It sounds very
also,
typical
also
as a rapper.
Also, Kamora Lee Simmons.
Kamora Lee Simmons is in it. No, yeah, there
that
was a the
sense.
Cast was GG. Like respectable, man. And you have Redman and you had Redman and Method
of
Man.
Of course,
Busta Rhymes and Fat Joe is Crack and Magic or Magic Crack if you preferred.
Nice.
Are you looking at some of those variant covers over there?
Oh no, I'm just looking at the comic books that are available now this February. So of course,
well, talk to
we
us
said
then.
It's Spider-Man 1, Miles Morales. We have Rocket Raccoon and Groot 2. I have the first one; it's pretty good. Check that out. Scarlet Witch issue 3. We got Uncanny X-Men, Obi-Wan, and Anakin 2.
Nah.
Yes, Obi-Wan and Anakin. It's pretty good. It's written by my favorite writer, Charles Schulz. Why you hating? Why you hating? It is canon, A.
All right, first of all, let me just tell you a quick. I don't want to get deep into it. Clone Wars made Anakin's character much more interesting than the prequel. This is trying to do the same thing by giving him more Clone Wars than prequel. All right? So that's what they're trying to go on.
We're trying to erase the prequels altogether.
No, you can't erase
it. You can't erase
it
anymore.
It's there for you. Like, I own
and
the Blu-ray.
There are
Blu-ray.
Some relevant things.
Yeah, it's
in
really
them.
It's really relevant. I own the Blu-ray of Clone Wars, okay?
Yeah.
Episode 2. It's really bad. And
I know.
I
have the
commentary
DVD. It's
with
terrible.
George Lucas with my little brother, and it just, oh man, Nah, don't catch feelings.
Yeah, so basically, George, what had happened was
the worst.
Bastion and his brother would watch it, and then they'd stop it, and then explain why this scene is bad. And normally, this movie's like about 2 hours, so but they spend about 6 hours analyzing this movie to death
and
explain why the scene is bad.
I have to admit, though,
with
I get
commentary.
That. Yeah. I get that. I do. And I can understand the more of a fan you are, like the more of the developed like dislike and disdain for George Lucas and his edits.
To
me, as someone who's not a major Star Wars person, I've learned about this from talking to all of you guys and
right.
everything, to my colleague, Matt. It's hard because, like, he'll point out, like, oh, yeah, he did this. And it's, like, on the surface, it's, like, that's mine. It's, like, no. And then digital re-editing of things.
It shifts the whole canon. But also for the Obi-Wan and the Anakin, I think they're going to the approach where he wants to leave the Jedi Order.
Right.
This is really young Anakin. This is a couple years after Episode 1.
Exactly.
So, yeah, they have a lot of stories together. But, like I said, they're trying to be more Clone Wars than the actual prequels. Because in the prequels, they didn't look like they were friends.
Right.
But let's see
what happens. Episode 2, they definitely weren't friends. Episode 1, they just started to get to know each other a little bit. Like, hey, my master died, so hey, I guess I'll
train 4, you. We were really good friends.
Yeah. Yeah, like, hey, old friend. Like,
edits,
what?
Edits.
And then Episode 3 is like, he's like, I hate you. He's like, Anakin, I loved you. It's like, really didn't seem like it.
That doesn't work
really
to
didn't
me,
seem
you know, because,
like,
the fact that he's got the audacity to do that, though, as someone, like, just sitting here, again, as an outsider, you know, and just the idea that someone has the audacity to go back and make these edits.
Yeah.
It could have worked out. It could have worked out. Remember that.
It could have been better.
I don't want to get too deep into this.
Okay. All right.
So man, let's just stop because it's just going to be Star Wars.
Okay.
And let's just get into tech news. So apparently, guys, March 14th, Apple will unveil new products, okay? And this is all leaked, by the way. So we have the iPhone 5 SE. Yes, that's right. It's not the iPhone 7. It's the iPhone 5 SE, which is supposed to be like a budgeted iPhone. So it's called the iPhone 5 Special Edition, okay?
I'm just glad I knew what SE meant. Go on. I'm really happy. No, because
yeah,
I like to like what these things mean, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I see, I'm like, oh, that's the C, that's the curve. The S means small or colored, you know, for C. Like, I'm just trying to figure it out. But SE, I'm like, the only thing I think of is Special Edition.
Right.
Okay.
And so the iPhone 6 has, like, about 4.7 inches, and the iPhone 6 Plus has 5.5 inches, but the iPhone 5 SE will remain at the 4 inches mark.
Okay.
It's basically going to look like the iPhone... It's going to look like the 6, but it's just going to have iPhone 5 features, basically. It's going to look like the 6, but it's going to be small like the iPhone 5 was.
Wait, it's going to have, like, the iPhone 6 Plus features?
Yeah, it's going to have, like, the 6.
I mean, the 6.
It's going to have the physical
6S,
features. Yeah, it's going to have the physical features, but it's still a 5, and it's going to be a smaller screen.
All right, so you're big on tech. Do you think that's marketable?
No, is it cheaper? That's the real question.
They haven't came up with any prices.
If it's cheaper, then I can understand it being
marketable. They haven't come up with any prices,
to be
honest.
But if it's still
going
to go at, like, the rate of, like, a going new iPhone,
900.
I don't think that's a, like, 900 seems, like,
I don't
steep.
Think so. I
yeah,
think it's just going to be an update.
Even, like, 600 still seems steep for something like that.
What I'm reading, guys.
Unlocked. That's what I look at.
Well, according to, like, Newsweek, it's going to be, like, the iPhone 5 S and C, but it's just going to have updated features. Like, slightly updated. So I'm guessing it's going to have, like, the same price with those, but a little bit more expensive, but not as expensive
what
as
about
the 6 or 6 Plus.
The things it's made out of. Remember the plastic, the C didn't do so well because the plastic couldn't contain the heat.
Yeah,
and
but
my
no,
friend,
this, it's not going to have
my phone literally blew up.
I have the C, and it hasn't blown up yet.
I don't know if it literally blew up, but when he showed us the picture,
I mean,
like,
it
the whole thing was just
melting?
Destroyed.
Was it, like, melted?
I don't know.
Do
yeah.
you know the story?
No.
Because this is new to me. Like,
this is
so,
new to me.
So he has an iPhone 5, the original?
C.
The 5C.
The plastic.
Yeah,
and the plastic warped? Are you saying? Like,
yeah. That's right. The way he explained it to me.
So I'm pulling out my C right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so try to explain this the best way you can.
All right. So we've got an iPhone. We got the 5C in front of us then.
Yes. So
of course the day that we really need the
camera
is like
Matt's
the day
not
that,
here.
Yeah.
So basically everything shattered. One day he was using it.
Yeah.
Okay. He put it on his table.
Okay.
But it overheated. That's why he put it down.
So the plastic, like, overheated.
Yeah,
okay.
Something like that. And the whole screen got cracked.
Wow.
You know what that means, right?
What?
Skynet is coming.
Skynet.
I'm just saying, like, you know, the machines are taking over.
So are you guys interested in this? It's like, is this something you'd pay attention to? I know, Sebastian, you have the latest iPhone.
Yeah, no, I have the 6, but it's more of a contract thing. So once a contract's up, then I'll care about the next phone.
Right.
But as long as my contract, I think so I have a whole another year left.
This is the sixth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the six.
I want to see, because I have, and I think I've mentioned this on there. I'm an Android person. I have the LG G Flex 2.
Right.
I don't know.
You had that for a while.
Yeah, for a
no,
while.
No, I had the Flex 1.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had the Flex 1. The Flex 2 is smaller, sleeker. Mm-hmm. It runs faster. It's nothing like, in terms of like, if the Flex was an 8, this is an 8.5.
Okay.
It's not like they fixed every little thing, mm-hmm. but they did the things they did right again. Okay. They made it sleeker, lighter. It runs a little bit better, and I like it, you know? So, and for me,
does it have more battery life than the first one?
It does have more battery life than that. Yeah, and, like, I enjoy the fact. Basically, it's like I got used to the Flex.
Okay.
And so when they gave me the Flex 2, and it was cheaper than everything out at the market at the time because the new Samsung stuff was coming out, everything
right.
else.
Yeah.
I managed to snag this a little bit cheaper, mm-hmm. and it works fine for me. The camera quality is great. Everything's good.
Good. And so here's and another significant. Here's
Samsung?
A more.
A little bit bigger than your.
No, it's bigger. Wait, let me take out the charger.
Yeah.
I have a charging pack.
I'm just comparing this to my own reference. Yeah, so the Flex 2 is a little bit
the
bigger.
The Flex is slightly bigger mm-hmm. than the iPhone,
the
yeah.
iPhone
6X, right?
That's yeah, the 6. Just a 6.
Just a 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, here's another huge significant upgrade. We're going to have the new iPad Air 3.
Well, then.
So,
yeah.
I would like to get an iPad, but for the things I want to do with it,
right.
I feel like it'll be distracting. Like, yeah, reading. That's
right.
why I own a Kindle.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. I didn't buy the Air. I know it's going to distract me. I know I'm going to put Wi-Fi on it. So
right. It's gonna be a bigger tablet, too, 9.7 inches.
9.7?
Yes. That's not bad.
Compared to the 2 and
that's pretty
the
good.
One.
I mean, I think it's for a market that doesn't appeal to me. Like,
right.
I think it'll sell, you know.
No,
but
it's definitely
going
to sell.
I think the large iPad.
Right.
I don't think.
The Pro.
I don't think that would sell.
Yeah, because you could just get a MacBook Pro.
Because I haven't seen anybody talk
me
about
neither.
It. It's like, it's just complete dead.
Me neither,
no,
because why get an iPad? Why get an iPad
no,
Pro
yeah.
when you could just get the MacBook Pro?
Just say, that
exactly.
makes perfect sense. And the MacBook is more you've got more stuff you could do
exactly.
with it. It's an actual computer.
Exactly.
Wait, is there a USB drive in the iPad Pro?
I do not know.
Because that will change everything.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
That's interesting.
I mean, I've seen
you,
it at Best Buy, but I haven't, like, I haven't so. Really, like, touched it.
Because
or
I know Windows come,
with
like, their pads come with a USB, and that's just game-changing.
Right.
But I was always wondering
Windows
if iPad did it.
I don't have the money for them, but they're pretty good.
What?
The Windows tablets. I think they're pretty
good. They look nice, but
the
it's,
Windows
like, it's a learning
nice.
Curve for me because I quit Windows a while ago.
Me too.
I was gonna say, that's a big part of it, too, because for me, as someone who's ran Windows, like, my entire life, I can pick up a Windows tablet and really enjoy it. I don't have the money to go out and buy many tablets, but like,
yeah,
right. that's a
and
big
then
thing.
And then Windows 8 completely turned me off. Completely,
but Windows 10, if anything, it's not as creative as 8, you know, because 8 they tried something
they
new.
They tried something new. I mean,
but
good,
10,
good for them
back.
For trying,
yeah,
but
I mean,
like, it, and it just failed.
I mean, I'm running 9, I think, on my I on purpose run 9. 10
okay.
is all right. I got comfortable with 9, you know, I don't always take these ventures out,
right.
Like my little brother, he's running on 9 too.
Yeah, because you can go
no
out and you can go out and get 9, and like 10 is my parents have 10 because I bought them a laptop for them because our desktop like blew up like about a year ago, so it's like let's give them a laptop, let's bring them to the future a little bit,
yeah.
you know. And they have Windows 10 on it, and I kind of felt bad for them because like it's not that Windows 10 has a big learning curve, but for them, our desktop was Windows XP.
Oh,
right,
that's
right.
Huge.
So
yeah.
for like me trying to teach them XP to Windows 10, like I felt like I actually understood. Like sometimes I'm like, no, drag and drop. Why are you not understand this, old people? But from XP to 10 is a jump.
Yeah, it's
you
a
know,
huge
and like
jump.
The
significant
tiles
jump.
And everything and the stuff, the amount of stuff. That
and
updates.
Also, every time
just
you
think
do
about
something,
just
ask for permission.
Oh man!
Right. And just think about the stuff that happened in between those.
Oh yeah, and it scares them. By the way, the permission thing.
Yeah.
Because they'll always ask me, like, you know, like, Satish, are we doing something wrong? And it's like, no, you're good. It just asks for everything.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything.
And more. And a little bit more.
Yeah, but tech is like. Oh, and you knew this. I got a PS4 over the break.
Yes, that's right.
Right, and you
I
had
got an Xbox One.
Yeah, and you had complaints about this.
And
yeah.
I had complaints about.
You have an Xbox One?
I have an Xbox One. Yeah, I didn't tell you this.
I'm leaving the show.
I love this now, by the way. And my head is like, I thought Bash must have known about
no,
like Black Seinfeld.
Know.
This
yeah.
is new
no.
to him too.
Yes. I got an Xbox One.
So
for
you
Christmas.
Want you have an Xbox One?
No, I have
PS4.
A PS4.
Okay, so
but it's collecting dust.
You're looking
exactly because there are certain things that I mean. It's cool, but there's certain things I don't like about it. I mean, both consoles, too, because Xbox One and PS4, you put in the disc, you have to wait for the thing to install, and I hate it. I just can't put my game in my disc and play it. You just have to wait for it to install. And plus, if you have the 500-gigabyte console, which is the one I got for Christmas, that's going to eat up really, really quickly, not to mention the DLCs, the different packs, and all that stuff. It's just... too little.
You know,
I think if you want to go down this route, a terabyte has to be the minimum, which Xbox does have now.
Yeah, they have the terabyte. I have the 500 gigabyte Destiny one, which aesthetically beautiful. Beautiful. Best console I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Controller's white, right?
Yes, the controller's white. And the designer, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Best console I've ever seen in my life. But I got to take a minute to be old, and I have to admit something's really cool about this. So for those of you who don't have a PS4, you don't know about this, you can plug your headset into the PS4 remote. Not into the PS4, but into the PS4 remote and run a voice command from this. And I have to be old about this. Like, I have with me my headphones that I use on my phone as a headset, right?
Right.
The headset slot is in the PS4 remote. Mm-hmm. So I can plug that in and talk to my headset and say, PS4, run Final Fantasy 14.
Huh.
And it'll do it for me. And, like,
I never tried it.
Like, I have to admit, it's an old person thing for me. The voice command is amazing because in my head, if I could plug the headset into PS4 and talk to it, I figured that's cool. But I'm into the remote. My console is halfway across the room.
Right.
I know it's making me sound like an old little kid, or like, you know, it's like a little kid in the candy store. But that's really cool to me because I'm halfway across the room. My console can't hear me. So to just be able to speak quietly into my headset, say, like, PS4, run Destiny. And it runs.
But I always thought that PS4, PlayStation 3 was ahead of the time with the wireless function.
Yes. Right. That's, yeah. Like,
you know, shaking it and stuff.
Yeah.
And charging
what they
it.
Have going on.
Without
I like
batteries.
That. The one thing I will say,
yeah,
my PS4 controller battery burns out a lot quicker because of the LED compared to my PS3. A lot quicker.
And my battery hasn't burned out yet.
It definitely burns out. I don't know about Xbox.
Right.
This is that, but PS4, the LED, although pretty and very kind of cool, like in Destiny, it changes like, when I'm dying, it turns red. If I'm charged up, it turns yellow, etc. But it seems to burn a lot of battery.
Yeah.
I remember I was playing, what's that crappy game? You know that movie with, Brad Pitt's wife.
Angelina Jolie,
the movie.
Tomb Raider.
So I was playing a crappy Tomb Raider game on the PS4 because it came for free.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And every time I was getting hit.
It wasn't Rise of the Tomb Raider?
So now I'm playing Tomb Raider, and for some reason, compared to when I was playing the Batman game, Arkham Knight, whatever, it just dies. Like, within 4 hours of playing.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I had a lot of time where, like, I'd be on my PS4. Like, my PS3, I played a lot of time on the MMO Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
And maybe 5 to 6 hours when I'm on break sometimes, you know? And my battery would be okay.
You only charge it, like, once a week.
Yeah, this one, I literally have to charge it maybe once every 3 to 4 days, even with Extreme Play, the PS3 controller.
Ooh.
This one, probably once every 2 days.
Huh.
And I don't play as much, which is like, that's why I'm not playing as much because I'm busier.
Exactly.
And it's dying, and it's noticeably dying.
It's annoying.
That's a little bit annoying.
And the controllers are $60 to $65 these days.
I have to buy another one because the new Naruto game is coming out.
That is exactly.
Absolutely.
So.
By the way, that looks good.
It looks excellent.
That looks very good.
It looks better than the show.
Oh, come on, man.
It might.
We have one more minute, and basically, we're just wrapping up, and I'm sorry we couldn't get to WWE, but
watch the New Day. That's it. Everything else is bad.
Just watch the New Day.
Oh, Dean Ambrose is good. Never mind. Dean Ambrose is good.
Watch the New Day. Keep an eye out for NXT Takeover because it's already gonna be amazing.
And
you got the debut of how do you say
Shinsuke
it?
Nakamura versus Sami Zayn.
Exactly. We have the rematch between Finn Balor and Samoa Joe. This is the match I'm most looking forward to. It is Asuka versus Bayley,
dude.
For the women's
hands
championship
down, right
match.
Now, NXT TakeOver looks like it's going to be a better card than WrestleMania.
That's
my last
thought. Say. It's going to be better. Undertaker versus Braun Strowman. What the heck? Just no.
You know what? I think this music fits the show now.
It does. It gets you more amped.
Yeah, this is really good.
It gets you
amped. I think I like this more as an ending, but now I'm going to be all pumped when I walk away.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I'm feeling it.
Is there anything else you guys want to add before we sign off?
Collect comics, you know?
Collect comic books.
It's good to be back. We'll be here next week.
Thank you very much, guys. Don't forget, we are listening to ycradio.org. Don't forget to subscribe to us on Podomatic. Listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and all of that. And we will see you guys next week here on Nerd New York. Thank you very much.
Peace.
Peace.